It is a waiver wire edition of Fantasy Football Almost Daily. Paul Tarchian with you. Scott Fish, my usual waiver wire compatriot. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Not last week, but this week.
Yes. Because somebody decided to take a massive family vacation in the middle of football season.
I know.
Leaving the wreckage behind for the rest of us.
4 days in Disney.
I can't even imagine what that's like. Killing me.
It was only my third vacation in 7 years, so I don't feel super bad, but I feel bad.
What about January?
I know, right?
You know, why do you have to do it in the middle of football season?
I know.
Anyway, let's dive into a fairly... You got to pick your spots on this waiver wire edition. It's not... Last week was like... There's 19 running backs on the waiver wire. Go get them all. This week, it's not that way. Let's start with the running backs.
Before we start, are we to the point where you're just shoving chips in?
No.
On something? Not there yet. Mm-mm. All right.
It's too early. I don't want to be in the dollar days or the $0 days on my waiver wire in week 8.
Yeah.
That's too early.
All right.
I'm not there yet. And now... The other side of it is, if you get guys now and they can help you for the rest of the year, okay, then I get to effectively spread out that cost over the next 8 weeks.
Right,
that does count for something.
Right,
but I'm not personally there. Are you? Are you all in? Are you like fine? I'll take
not in a week like this. But if there was like one player like this week,
well,
it might be
Marlon Mack. If you know Marlon Mack, oddly enough, available in half of leagues. Yes, I would push. I'd consider pushing all my chips in on him.
Yeah, I generally wait till right about that your league's trade deadline to start pushing chips in.
Speaking of Mack, I couldn't have been more underwhelmed with the version I saw of him last year, and this year's version pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm giving a lot of reconsideration to my stance on Marlon Mack. Here's and I'm reminded that young running backs, I think you got a 2 year window to get it right. Devonta Freeman was garbage his rookie year and blew up in year two. Mm-hmm. I think there are a handful of guys that still have a lot at the running back position that still have a lot of improvement that they can find in year number two.
And a lot of it has to do with patience, I think. They're so used to college with the big holes, and they just jump right through them, and they need to learn a little bit of patience and vision.
I'll buy that. Not everybody's got that, right? You can't all be Le'Veon Bell and Dalvin Cook on the way with their running style right off the bat for a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. I'd go heavy on Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
I think he's in the 30, 40, 50% range of your original budget going in. And for most people, that's most of the money that you've got left. Yeah. Let's stay at the running back position. I want to talk Doug Martin. I've been the anti Doug Martin guy since his rookie year. So, you know, for me, it feels a little bit weird to say, yeah, I would go spend a bit on Martin. He's the starting NFL running back for an NFL team, and those guys are in short supply. But I think most weeks you're going to get like 14 carries, 46 yards. And less than a coin flips chance at a touchdown.
Yeah.
So bye week fill-in guy, right?
And the offense is only getting worse.
It is. Well, do we know that?
Yeah.
Amari Cooper could be addition by subtraction for all we know.
But he drew coverage.
Sure. I'll grant you that.
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll talk about Martavis Bryant in a minute. I'd rather have Doug Martin than Jalen Richard. I'm seeing everybody jump on Jalen Richard. I don't think his role changes one iota.
Nope.
He's change of pace guy. He's pass catching guy.
He's poor man's James White right now.
He is.
Really poor man's, but yeah.
I love Raheem Mostert. Is it Mostert or Most? I think it's Mo.
I honestly
don't
know.
I think it's Mostert for the 49ers. Here's why.
This is a
eye
scout
test.
Darling.
Is he?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yep. The eye test is dudes
last.
Run. He runs hard and fast, and I love that. He's everything Alfred Morris isn't, so I'm not surprised that he's passed Morris on the depth chart. Morris still got the ball 9 times last week, turned it into 25 yards. That's awful. And that's another reason to punt Alfred Morris if you're Kyle Shanahan. Now, Breida's constantly hurt. Constantly. And they've talked about him taking this week off as just sort of a get right. And I think they're going to be there. Remember that we have a long history here of Kyle Shanahan using two backs almost evenly.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing that for a while at the beginning of the season before Alfred Morris was awful and Breida was running great. And then they started to focus more on Breida. I think this thing's going to go back to closer to 50-50 the rest of the way. And I think Mostert, it's going to be the other half of that 50. And I think he's way too far off radars. And I love him this week. And Cardinals this week.
Yeah.
Cardinals this
terrible.
Week. If they rule Breida out, well, by the way, they won't rule him out. He will just be, I think what will happen is he'll be active.
Yeah.
He's going to be active on Sunday, and then they just won't use him unless there's an injury to Mostert.
He even plays hurt, Breida does. I know he could have a broken leg and be like, I'm going to play 20 snaps.
Yeah. And God love him for it. I think Mostert's going to have a big week. I think I'm going to rank him roughly running back 15 this week. It's a little speculative, but it's coming.
It feels high, but
it is high.
It could definitely happen.
All right. Let's. What do you think of Mike Gillisley as a $1 flyer?
I think I'm
soon to be Patriot.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
Would you rather have really Mike Gillisley on the prospect of him being Sony Michel's replacement forever long he's out, or would you rather just take Kenyon Barner?
If it's $1, I'll take.
Well, that's all
I'll
it
take,
is. It's a
I'll
buck.
Take Gillisley.
All right, me too. All right, let's go to the wide receiver position. I want to start with this guy, Cortland Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdowns in two of the last 3 weeks. Still low volume though.
I have no idea how this ownership is correct.
The ownership percentage, according to ESPN,
is
9% of Cortland Sutton.
The fact it's under 50 is ridiculous to me.
It's a little silly.
He's owned in every league I'm in.
Coming up this week, Chiefs. He is absolutely startable this week against that Chiefs secondary. The only position that the Chiefs are having much of any luck against are slot receivers, and obviously Cortland Sutton doesn't play the slot. That's Emmanuel Sanders.
Right.
I just see a scenario here where Sutton's role only increases as the season wears on. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie who's getting better at his position. And then listen to this, Scott, the playoff schedule for your fantasy playoffs.
It's just going to be
49ers, Cleveland Browns, Oakland Raiders. By that time, weeks 14, 15, and 16, Scott, Cortland Sutton could be a every week starter with an easy, easy matchup.
Yep. I'm a big Cortland Sutton lover, so.
All right, you're on board?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's rumors that they're trying to deal Demaryius Thomas. Why? Because Sorland Cutton can play.
They have Cortland Sutton, yeah.
Right. They wouldn't be dealing him if he couldn't play. So, and I don't know if it's true or not, and I don't think he will actually get traded. But
even before that playoff schedule, they have the Chargers, who aren't what they were last year. They have Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Right. It's all easy.
It's all good matchups for wide receivers.
You're right. Let me talk to you about a couple other receivers that I want to mention. Danny Amendola is sort of last man standing for the Dolphins.
Finally caught a touchdown.
finally scored a touchdown. And, just because he is a guy with an 8 on his jersey, maybe that's enough to make Danny Amendola startable. Rams secondary has been brutal.
Is it a Brock thing or is it a just the no wide receivers thing, in your opinion? Think Brock is just heavily invested in Danny Amendola, loves targeting him.
Yeah, he doesn't have the Rams. Wait a minute, our printout says Dolphins versus Rams. It's not Dolphins Rams this week. What is it? Aren't they Thursday? Yeah, or am I dreaming?
No, Dolphins.
It is Rams.
Dolphins are Thursday night.
Yeah, they're Thursday against. Isn't it Houston?
Yeah, it's Houston.
Yeah, sorry, it's not Rams this week. Thank you.
It's a better matchup.
Yeah. Well, Rams secondary is awful. And by the way, Marcus Peters. Looked up his numbers. Going into last week, I haven't looked at it yet this week, he had already allowed 5 touchdowns in his coverage. Marcus Peters is not the same guy.
They let Tremaine Johnson go, and Tremaine Johnson allowed the most yards in the NFL at the cornerback position, and then they replaced him with that for a second rounder, no less.
Yeah. Tyrell Williams, available in 92% of leagues. He's now healthy, and he's getting way more work than Mike Williams.
Yep. Yep, and this was the fear early on in the season. He's Tyrell the Gazelle. He's explosive, and he's shown it 2 straight weeks now.
When you don't get the long touchdown, you don't get much from him, but when you do get the long touchdown, that's awfully nice. What do you think of Martavis Bryant?
Well,
I've never liked him, but this is as good an opportunity he's had in a long time.
Yep, he's got opportunity. It doesn't look like he's going to get suspended at all this season.
No.
It's going to be into next year.
He's your starter.
If at all.
He's the starter for the Raiders for the rest of the year, presumably.
Yep.
I think, and you know the deal on him, of course. Also, low volume, but you hope he turns 3 catches into one long touchdown, which could happen.
Yeah. It's not – you don't want to put a lot of money on it, but he's the starter.
He's the starter. He's a starter in an NFL offense, who, by the way, can't run and is playing from behind all the time. So there's that, right?
Very true.
I mean, there really are – Martavis Bryant's going to have some good games. The hard part's going to be figuring out when to start him.
By the way, also, playoff schedule, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Denver.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Denver would be like, ooh, I want to start my receiver.
Yes, exactly. Denver. Yeah, it's still weird looking at it. Denver, it's actually a good matchup.
Yeah. I think Mitch Trubisky's owned in almost all of our listeners' leagues because our listeners are savvy owners and they're in leagues with savvy players. But let's talk Dak Prescott. I think he's a huge, he gets a big bump with Amari Cooper because he finally has somebody who can catch it. Well, presumably can catch a damn pass. I've been anti-Cooper for a long time, so I'm not saying this guy's the second coming here, but way better than Allen Hurns and everybody else that they've been trying to deal with. And I think Prescott, I love that they're running Prescott now. Yep. If Scott Linehan's going to keep letting Prescott run, now I'm back and re-energized at the prospect of picking him up.
When you can get that extra 3 to 10 points just on the ground, it's a lot better. It's a lot better for Prescott.
Makes a huge difference. It really does. Look at Russell Wilson this year. Mm-hmm. Dude's got multiple touchdown passes in like 5 straight games, no rushing yards, and now he's quarterback 17 in your league.
Yep.
The rushing yards just are so pivotal for quarterbacks, and it's part of why Mitch Trubisky's been so good.
Yep, 81 yards last week.
81 yards, and just channeling his inner Fran Tarkenton with the scrambles and the broken plays and stuff. It's Trubisky's been a fantasy goldmine. There's no good tight ends.
In the league in general?
Yes, there aren't. I mean, it's so tough. It is such a disaster.
It's tough.
We had talked about Chris Herndon as a possible play against the Vikings last week because the Vikings are so bad there at the tight end position in terms of covering them. Yep. This week, you could throw a dart at Ben Watson, who's been bitterly disappointing, Josh Hill. I mean, again, that's part of the problem with the Saints is those two share.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing to be had there, unfortunately.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about that I haven't touched on?
Well, Blake Bortles throws a ton of touchdown passes to his tight end in London. So,
in London, that's right. You remember that from last year. Mercedes Lewis, 3 touchdowns in like the first quarter.
I think he's
got,
what, 5 or 6 touchdowns to tight ends in the last 3?
That's really funny. But will he be the quarterback?
They say
he'll start the game, but will he finish the game?
Yeah,
I mean, the Jaguars are the most disappointing team in the NFL this year. The defense has been okay, not great. The pass defense has been pretty good. The run defense has been really bad. And then, you know, if you're the Jaguars, you just made a 2-year commitment to Blake Bortles. He didn't make it 2 months without getting benched.
Ugh, it's terrible. Who would you rather have go there? Derek Carr on a trade because the Raiders are just dropping
everybody.
Teddy Bridgewater, some kind of trade. I'm trying to think of someone else that's out there that might be
Josh McCown. The Jets could seriously look at doing that.
The Jaguars now have extra running backs, and Tampa Bay has this backup quarterback that threw for 300 yards the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, how about that? How about that, Stewbeard?
Yeah, he
can
actually throw the ball deep.
He can.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, he's got some speedsters in DD and
see I. You know, I've never been fully on board with Jameis Winston. I've struggled with him throughout his career. I think they moved from Stewbeard a little quickly for me.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen him. I'd have liked to have seen him get one more start. Here's the deal with Fitzpatrick: you have to take the bad with the good.
You do.
He has those just meltdown games with the 3 interceptions, and you can't bench him after that. Well, they got Winston. I don't know. He's their guy, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And I know Winston was good last week, but it was against the Falcons. Everybody's good against the Falcons. Yep. We'll see what he does this week. It'll be a tougher matchup.
Fanball auctions?
Yeah, speaking of matchups, all my player rankings available at Fanball beginning Wednesday evening, late afternoon. We start putting those online. Fanball auctions is the single most fun you can have in 5 minutes of fantasy football.
So fun.
Fast, frantic, strategic. It's everything that really salary cap games aren't. It's everything that your season-long game isn't. If you want to experience fantasy football in a whole new way, Fanball Auctions. You can go to fanball.com/bid. Play for free or play for cash. Your choice. Mm-hmm. It is an absolute – it's a hoot, as they would have said in the 1940s.
It's a hoot. I feel like it's still – maybe it's not.
Do anymore. People ever say hoot anymore?
I don't think so. You're probably right.
What do they say? What do the cool kids
say? I don't know. I'm the last person to ask what the cool kids say.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, your kids aren't old enough for them to bring home cool talk yet.
No.
Yeah, we don't know. All right, thanks for listening. What's on tap tomorrow? Do we know? What do you guys do on Wednesdays? I'm in the office, but I don't get to hear it.
Yeah, it really depends. Sometimes we just have Batman answer some questions.
Oh, that
sometimes,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. It all depends.
Yeah.
That's kind of the random day. Wednesday, Thursday is kind of random.
Okay, well, we'll listen to randomness tomorrow. Bye-bye.